Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in this wonderful world of ours. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. See? I told you we'd have a Thursday edition of this week. Let's get this started, shall we? It is the last day of June. Where did this month go? Yeah, June 30, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way. In about 5 minutes. Yep. Well, Amazon Prime members looking for a cheap phone out there? Oh, yeah. Thinking, I don't need all those bells and whistles on an iPhone or those expensive Samsung thingies. Just give me something that works. Well, Amazon's going to do that for you with the Blue R1 HD. Yeah, it's a $50 Android phone. Wow, I know. Super cheap, right? There must be a catch. Yeah, there is. You're going to get a buttload of ads on your Android device. Yippee! Now, here's the subtle way Amazon is putting it. The breakthrough pricing on unlocked smartphones is supported by personalized offers and ads. Oh, boy. Including deals and product recommendations displayed on the phone's lock screen. When a customer sees an offer, they can tap to learn more about it or simply unlock their phone to dismiss it. I know, $50, you really can't beat it for an unlocked phone. But I got a feeling you're probably going to be dismissing these ads about 1,000 times a day. Well, Facebook kind of keeps being a little wishy-washy how they're suggesting your friends to you. At first, they said, yeah, we do use some location data to help you out there. Now, it's said, no, we don't use any location data. Damn, Facebook, you need to make up your mind. Now, those of you a little bit lost in the story, recently, Facebook admitted to using smartphone location data to recommend friends to people. This was actually discovered by somebody that said, yeah, I don't know this person. I've seen him before. He's in my neighborhood, but I have no idea who the guy is. Facebook says, nah, we're not using location data. What we're doing is we're using a device location and location information on your profile. That'll help you suggest people you may know. Now, those you may or may not remember, Facebook did actually run a pilot program last year that used location data for friend suggestion features. Apparently, it was never rolled out to the general public. Judging by this, I'm starting to think otherwise. Besides, in the end, we all know it's Facebook. Once we signed up, our privacy went out the window. Here's a feature that's finally came to Google Maps for mobile. Multiple destinations. Yeah, that was only on desktop. Could you believe that? Before, if you wanted to plan, say, your multi-city trip or whatever it may be, you had to do that from your computer. But finally, Google is doing a little server-side update to Maps, at least for Android as of the moment, that lets you set up multiple stops on your mobile device. Basically, it just makes life easier for you. Going to go to a tourist spot or something, then maybe a little restaurant afterwards, and then back to the hotel. You don't have to enter that every time now. You can just plan your whole day. Unfortunately, though, for iOS users, yeah, there's no support yet, and we don't know exactly when it's coming. Besides, you could use Apple Maps for that. You can start your day off by going over a bridge, and then eventually at the end of the day, ending up in the ocean. Wi-Fi is about to get better for us, thank goodness. Yeah, we all know Wi-Fi, yeah, it can be bittersweet. Sometimes the speeds just ain't up to par, but the Wi-Fi Alliance has announced its certificate program for IEEE 802.11ac. Wave 2. I know, that's all technical mumble-jumble. Basically, what this means is multi-gigabit, multi-user boost with upgrades. Okay, I'll get it even lamer for you. Faster Wi-Fi. Wave 2 apparently can deliver up to 6.8 gigabytes per second and lets an access point interact with more than one device at a time. Apparently, the new Wave 2 standard utilizes channels up to 160 megahertz wide. That's actually up from 80 megahertz channels available with Wave 1. So basically, it creates more streams and uses the spectrum more efficiently. So when are we going to see it? That's the big question. Probably not too much longer from now. The Wi-Fi Alliance says that Wave 2 features are now being currently certified. And finally, it's time to talk about those old little cute, cuddly creatures that everybody loves. I'm talking about rats. Well, in a new study, which usually includes rats, seems that rats do care about their other buddies. Yeah, rat buddies. They like to hang out, party, you know, this kind of thing. They usually get along pretty good. Unless their other rat buddy is on some anti-anxiety medication. This is all way back to a 2011 study. Boy, 5 years of studying this. Anyways, they found that when a free rat came in contact with a trapped rat in a container, the rat felt empathy and motivated to release the distressed rat from its cell. But when you put that rat in the same scenario, and you give him anti-anxiety medication, or her, I don't know if they're male or female, could be both here, they were basically less likely to free its buddy. Basically, what the study's trying to say is, the rat that's on the medication acted like a self-centered jackass. And the study's trying to say, with so many people on these type of medications nowadays, that maybe that's the way the world is actually becoming. Now, BTN News actually tried to reach out to these scientists to get a little bit more in-depth of their research on this study. Unfortunately, we never heard anything back. Guess all these scientists are on antidepressants. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, you know the website already. Get on over there, check out the great BTN podcast. You can subscribe over there. Or if it's simpler for you, just get subscribed on iTunes. All the shows are available there, too. Follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with our fine folks at the BTN community over at our Slack room. You can do that at BritishTech.Slack.com. The news show, oh yeah, will be back for your Friday installment. I can't wait either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope your Thursday is going good for you. And thank you very much for listening.
I gotta wake up the boys and get it on, get it in, get it gone, get it groovy, yeah.